Whoa. 2 weeks in a row. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 237, the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. Last week, I spoke of what is to come for me in my music career, what I'm doing, and how I am letting my intuition take the wheel. This week, I find myself, instead of looking at me, kind of wondering how all of you are doing with your goals. And, you know, have you put them off because life got hard? Did you not even set a goal because you lowered the bar? Or are you hitting all of your goals and you're being humble about it? I don't know, but I'm wondering all these things. Not in a negative way, just in a good way. And for example, I see a lot of examples around me being on the outside and looking at them. I don't speak on them directly unless necessary, but I do see a lot of things happening. And there are a few things I would like to put out into the universe, right? A few things I would like to go over and give people some better perspective. I'm 34 years old. And when you hit past the age of 30, a few years before that, I'd even say, people start measuring your worth by looking at, you know, what you have. Like, you got a house, a marriage, vehicle, especially if you're not in a relationship. These are all big things. And it becomes more about your possessions than your experiences. And I'm here to remind people, money is not a reflection of worth. Your possessions are fantastic, they're great, but they don't define you, who you are as a person. And if you're down on yourself because, you know, you're living at home, as long as you're saving up to put a down payment on something, it's all good. Even if you're not close to where you want to be kind, be humble, and keep moving forward. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward, and as long as you keep trying and you don't give up, that's the key, you're going to get either where you want to go or somewhere close to it. For example, you know, you don't need money to be happy. And of course, having money allows you to do what you want to do, which would make you, you know, happy. But mindset-wise, you can choose to be happy in almost any situation, unless there's death. There's always a way to look at things. I see a lot of people unhappy in their situations. They think, you know, it's what they don't have that makes them sad. But in reality, it's their mindset that's holding them back. The absence of what they want, unfortunately, negates the presence of what they currently have. And if they could just have a little bit more perspective, they would see that, dude, you got a home to lay your head on at night. Even if you're in an apartment, even no matter what, man, like even if you don't own a house, if you're in an apartment, you're not homeless. You know when you're going to have your next meal. You don't have to worry about that. A lot of people that I've seen even have a partner, but instead of celebrating the fact that they have someone, they secretly long for more. And some people aren't secretive about it. And, you know, for a long time, I longed for more in the past, and it caused me to stay stuck in a reality that I just hated. And I know I created it now, but at the time, I thought it was just life moving on, and I had enough, and it was just, you know, who the hell am I to want more? And the only way to get out of it is to strive for more and get what you deserve. But, like, I had to change everything. I at first didn't believe that I deserved more. Like in the past Patrick did not believe that he deserved anything. You know, that's just something that I thought. I don't know why. A lot of people would say, why not me? That's what I would say now. But before I would say, well, why me? And I see that holding so many people back. If you don't believe in yourself, you will never get what you're worth. And, you know, relationship-wise, please listen to this. Please. Mixed signals are not a sign for you to try harder. I used to think as long as I put in 100%, it would all work out. If your teammate does not, want to put in the work, or if they're only doing it half of the time and they're confusing you. Sometimes they're in it, sometimes they're out. Get out of it. Get what you're worth. I spent a lot of time trying to be someone that my significant other wanted me to be. And in the end, I realized I was better off losing her than losing myself. Because each moment that you bow down and each moment that you don't do what you would normally want to do, you really are like morphing into something that you're going to absolutely hate. And there's nothing worse than looking in the mirror, not understanding who the hell that person is, and being like, how the hell did I get here? I realized that I still deserve to be loved, even though I was still learning to love myself. And dude, learning that took me so many years. And I hope, you know, if you're listening to this, learn from my mistakes. Don't make the same friggin' mistakes, because it's so easy to fall into that crap. And I know some people out there may listen to this and they're going to agree with a lot of what I'm saying, but are you going to change it? Or are you going to turn this off, feel good for 10 minutes, and then just be the same person and not progress and not get better? I know, you know, it's scary to start a new beginning, but starting over doesn't mean you're moving further away from what you deserve. It means that you're getting closer. It means that you're one decision away from having the life that you always dreamed about. And make no mistake, I'm not saying if you do this, it's going to work out. It could go the other way too, but that's all in your mindset. Because if you start over and you forgive yourself for your past, if you keep a positive mindset and you do not quit, I promise that you will get what you're worth. I promise. But if you have a negative mindset and you blame others for your mistakes, you're not worth anything. And that's what you have to understand. Each night that we go to bed, we die. And each day that we are lucky enough to rise, we are reborn. And you're given the chance each day to rise and reach for your dreams. You can change your whole life today if you want, but you have to be willing to go all in. And I guess the easiest way for me to say this is stop living in the past. Because some of your best days in your life haven't even friggin' happened yet, man. Ditch the doom and gloom, be positive, and live the life that you want while you can. I'm doing that now, and I'm in a better place than I've ever been. And I'm not trying to be harsh or, well, you know, honestly, I don't care. I'm just being real. That's what this is, right? Real talks? It's one of those things, man. Like, I just want everyone to be happy, and I just really quickly, you know, have to say, like, I'm more happy than I've ever been. Obviously got divorced, as I've brought up, lost money, lost friendships, lost a lot of things. And in those turmoil moments, you think, oh, this is it, man. Like, it's over for me. But then you see the people that, you know, are still standing with you. And then you meet new people. I was lucky enough, I'm in a relationship right now, and it's the greatest thing that has ever happened to me. It has changed my, I am so grateful. I used to loathe wanting to wake up. I used to live to help others because I thought I was hopeless. I thought my situation was screwed, and I was basically like, well, I'm going to have a kid at some point, and I'm going to put everything I have into that kid, and that will not change. I mean, whenever I have a kid, I'm going to put everything I have into it, but I'm slowly starting to realize now that I wouldn't have been able to give my future child everything I had before. I wouldn't have. There's no shot. I wouldn't have been able to because I'm not 100% of myself. And now, being with someone as loving and caring as who I'm with has allowed me to you know, really like deep dive into myself. My music is better. My emotions are better. I'm just so much more driven. It's so much easier to get up and fight each day when you have something to fight for. And I know that's a problem for a lot of people. You need a reason to fight. But what you don't understand is you're the reason. Of course, I know I just said I'm with someone and that makes me want to, but you know what? That's only one part of it. I would have never gotten her if I didn't believe in me. That's the problem with people. That's the problem that I had. You guys got to get out of your own heads and you need to fight for yourself. Because if you fight for your dreams are going to start to fight for you. That's what you need to understand. That's what you need to push for. You're the prize. You're the one. And you know what? If you think you're not, if you think that you're not the prize, you're right. But if you think that you're the best, you are. Eventually you will be. I'm such a believer in manifesting. I'm such a believer in energy. The reason I'm as strong as I am right now is because I put my energy levels way up. And then I found a person that matched my energy. And now we're combined. Now I feel real unstoppable. I have a real feeling that a song that I put out in the next year is gonna hit something. It's gonna go to a chart. It's gonna do something. I believe the Bengals are gonna win the Super Bowl. Believe it. I didn't last year. Didn't happen, but I promise. I just feel good. And I'm going to end the episode because, man, I feel great about this one. Thank you, everybody that listens. I truly appreciate all y'all. Go to @ Big Mouth Small Words Podcast on Instagram. I got a lot of funny things. The quest for 250 is still here, people. All right? I might even start taking pictures soon. So look out for that. I love y'all. Have a good weekend and week.